Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Parkinson's Association of San Diego Microcast series. I'm your host, Jeff Seckendorf, here today with Emery D'Andrea. Hey, Emery.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks so much for having me today.
Yeah. So take 30 seconds and introduce yourself.
Wonderful. Yeah, absolutely. So again, like Jeff said, my name is Emery D'Andrea. I am a speech language pathologist at Carmel Mountain Rehab and Healthcare Center. I am also the outpatient liaison for our outpatient rehabilitation program, where we are providing LSVT loud speech and voice therapy treatment for individuals with Parkinson's via telepractice.
Yeah. So let's talk about LSVT loud, because it's an awesome program and I think more people need to know about it. So can you give us the snapshot version of what it is and how it works?
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. So LSVT Loud, I also often get questions about what it stands for. It actually stands for Lee Silverman Voice Therapy Treatment. This is one of the most well-known voice therapy programs to date for individuals with Parkinson's and other neurological conditions, simply because it has over 25 years of scientifically supported research, including support from institutes like NIH, National Institute of Health. And how it works essentially and why it's so effective is that it trains individuals with Parkinson's disease to use their voice at a more normal loudness level while speaking at home, at work, in the community. Because essentially what we have to do is recalibrate individuals' perceptions to feel more comfortable using a stronger voice. When individuals are diagnosed with Parkinson's, what happens is there's a sensory mismatch. There's a mismatch between the individual with Parkinson's, their own perception of the loudness that they're speaking at and the loudness that the listener is perceiving it at. So we have to retrain them to be comfortable using a stronger and louder voice.
So one of the things about LSVT is the dose.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's a big commitment and there's a lot of time involved in this. So can you talk about that for a minute?
You know, one of the things about LSVT Loud and why it is so effective is the dosage. It's a very intensive program provided four times a week for 4 weeks. That's what the research supports in terms of the outcomes. And, you know, that can be very difficult for individuals to access. I mean, especially individuals who are still, you know, highly active in their daily lives, going to work, you know, volunteering, whatever it may be, not to mention of the physical and health barriers the pandemic has brought in terms of going into a clinic four times a week. So that is where, you know, we are really hoping to make it more accessible for individuals so they can receive therapy from the comfort of their home through telehealth.
Yeah, we're seeing an enormous upswing in people doing telemedicine. So that's just the thing that's going to be our new normal anyway, as we move forward. So somebody does this program 4 weeks, four times a week. And what kind of benefits do you see?
You know, across the board, we see significant improvements in not only vocal quality, vocal loudness, also if an individual is stuttering as a result of their Parkinson's, we see an improvement in verbal fluency. We overall see not only an improvement in the individual's voice and speech intelligibility, but also their ability and desire to participate socially. One of my favorite parts and, you know, about this voice therapy program is we often lose sight of the impact that our ability to communicate with those around us has on our quality of life and our ability to engage with our family and our friends, how much that really affects how much we want to attempt to participate in the community. So we often have clients, you know, family members coming to us saying, my spouse or my family member doesn't seem, they're different. Their personality has changed. They don't want to engage. They're not no longer the center of the room, the life of the party, right? They don't want to talk anymore. And what's so special is that this program not only improves their ability to be understood, but it brings out who they are as a person again. It brings back their desire to engage and communicate.
So when they finish the 4 weeks, right, it's not like, okay, thanks, you're done. I mean, it's got to be about training to practice and training to stay on, right? I mean, this is an ongoing, you know, lifelong experience that people are going to have to deal with Parkinson's.
Absolutely. And that is one of the things that we drive the most throughout the program, because of course you can do these motor voice exercises as much as you want, but if there isn't a functional carryover, if we don't what we call calibrate that practice into functional application of daily life, of how you're communicating at home, we're not going to see that consistent carryover. So outside of the hour-long sessions, we provide homework to be completed every day. And the days that we do not meet for therapy, you are required to practice two times that day rather than the one time that you would practice outside of the session on the days you do meet with me. And then once that those 4 weeks are completed, we recommend and we provide a regimen for daily practice to maintain that progress.
Do you have a favorite success story?
You know, I actually really do. I had one client who was actually a very successful surgeon, and he used to be, you know, head of a college of surgeons and was known for being an incredible public speaker, captivating an audience. And him and his wife sought out LSVT Loud because he no longer wished to engage with his family. He was letting his wife speak for him. He no longer had any interest in engaging with those that mattered most to him. And after the 4 weeks, he was having hour-long conversations with his daughter on the phone. He was holding conversation at the dinner table, and his family felt like they got their dad back and their husband back. And I think that's what's so special about this program, is it really goes to show how much our communication impacts our quality of life. And 89% of individuals with Parkinson's end up having some form of voice or speech disorder. And I always emphasize to our clients as well, you don't want to wait until it's too late. I mean, the most important thing is trying to get ahead of this. Don't wait till you feel like you can't be heard, your family member can't be heard. This program not only improves function, but maintains function. We want to work to maintain before we lose function.
Awesome. So, Emery D'Andrea, a little more insight into LSVT Loud, which I know from just being around Parkinson's for years is an amazing program. So for everybody who's listening, if you don't know about this program, we'll put some links in the show notes and you can contact Emery. We'll put her contact information also in the notes. Thanks everybody for listening. We'll see you on the next microcast from the Parkinson's Association of San Diego.
Thank you so much, Jeff. I really appreciate it. Wonderful to be here.
All right. Thanks everybody.